Previous class review. We're going to review. Okay, and she's there. Yeah. I don't. Jela. Hello.
Mesti dasi dale.
Oh, dasi dale. Ngadu dale.
Ngadu dale.
Ngadu dale. Ani ani ngasun zina kali gosu ra.
Gosu.
Oh, ani ye da kasan gosu la shuya de du du na uchi. Kasan dingo la zinda de.
That's all. So Rinpoche says he will give a brief review of what he has taught in the previous classes.
Okay. Previous class we already taught of about general idea of the tenet. What does tenet mean? So source of tenet, you know. Then, how many types of tenets in Tibetan Buddhism? There are four types of tenets, yeah? Tenets. So, actually four types of tenets or four types of Tibetan Buddhism school that we call Weibashika, then Sutra, then Siddha Mantra, Middle Way School. Then, also, we explain what is different between Buddhism and Buddhism and person who propound Buddhist tenet. What is different? Yeah, we explain what is different between Buddhism and person who propound Buddhist tenet. Yeah? It's clear, yeah? Everybody remember, yeah? So, then, what does Buddhism mean? That's why I want to make sure. Buddhism means person who goes to refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha in depth of their mind, their heart. That we call Buddhism, yeah? Buddhism, who goes to refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha from their heart, from the bottom of heart, yeah? That's what we call Buddhism. So, if we go to refuge Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, then we really have to know what does Buddha mean, what does Dhamma mean, what does Sangha mean, yeah? That is, it is really ridiculous that people say, I am Buddhist. Even they don't know what does Buddha mean, what does Dhamma mean, what does Sangha mean. Yeah, we have to know how you are Buddhist. What is Buddhism's responsibility, you know? How does we go to refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha? What is beneficial to go to refuge Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha? Yeah, go to refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, then you have to know which things I can do, which things I cannot do, since I really go to refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Yeah? This we already taught in our previous class. Then we start from, we taught about Weibashika, yeah? Weibashika, definition of Weibashika. Weibashika, Chedamawa. So, definition of Weibashika, we say, person who deny and accept external things are truth. Truth exists. That we call, yeah? Weibashika. And then Weibashika is which vehicle? Weibashika is Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana. Then we said, what does it mean deny? How does Weibashika deny self-knower? We explain very detail, yeah, in detail. self-knower, then how will Bhashyaka accept external things? Truth exists. Truth exists of external things. Yeah? Establish of external things. Yeah? That's where we go. Then, what is the difference between Hinayana and person who propound Hinayana tenets? What different? What is different between Hinayana and person who propound Hinayana tenet? Yeah? Hinayana, yeah. Hinayana, what is different between Hinayana and person who propound Hinayana practice? Yeah, usually say, oh, Theravada, and then they are Theravada monk, or somebody say, oh, I'm Hinayana. Yeah, they say, I'm Hinayana. They are Mahayana, you know. They say like this. Now, what does Hinayana mean? What does Mahayana mean? What is different between person who propound Hinayana tenet and Hinayana? Yeah, maybe. Okay. Translate. Okay, then different between Hinayana and person who propound Hinayana practice. Okay, now then we little bit talk about division of Vaibhashika, you know, division of Vaibhashika. We divide in three, but if you really don't know those division, if you can't remember those divisions, it will be fine, you know. But main point, really, you have to know what does Hinayana mean, what does Mahayana mean. Yeah, actually, when we go Hinayana, talking about Hinayana, is go deeper, you know. Hinayana, then we Hinayana means is a kind of vehicle or person who possess only self-cherish. Is Mahayana is a person who possess, belong to body, chi, the mind. That's what we call Mahayana. Yeah? Maha means in Tibetan, Mahaya means great. Great what? Great responsibility. Great responsibility. Greater responsibility than Hinayana. Why they have greater responsibility? Because they possess, they belong to bodhicitta mind, compassion. They have a responsibility to concern on all sentient beings. That's why they have, yeah? But we say, oh, compassion, oh, Mahayana, but we say, but we don't have responsibility. Do we have? No, maybe. Yeah, but we have, you know. That's Mahayana and Hinayana. Then, different between Hinayana tenet and Mahayana tenet. Yeah? Hinayana tenet, Mahayana tenet means? Hinayana tenet means which tenet, which vehicle, yeah? Which person, okay? Which person assert, accept the selflessness phenomena? Is a little go me confused? No. Selflessness phenomena. Chujidami color rajala.
Selflessness or phenomena.
Oh, selfless phenomena. Kazana Azuki Tiba Chimbuslo do Zambalaya. Ani Azuki Chuji Dami Kilengi. Ani Tiba members lo do Zambalaya. Chuji Dami Kilengi sing the Lotus. That Chuji Dami Kilen, the Kilen, Kilenbadan, Kilenba sing it tada. Ani Arazu Shurutun the tuba. Tadan di Chetamag Shidun sing it the Len Labuchan Desi Jaudo. Azuki Chetamagi. Shuru turned to us, Lodu Zambalea. Ani, Chigi, Nazogi, Dushi, Chudu Kanga, Chigi, Dutamu, Duman Dubalat in the Tuba Jilai, Koshidens Lawara. Dinza, Kozogi, Shuru turned to Maduba Kelengo Mare, Cheta Mawadan Dodebe. Dinza, Shuru turned to Tuba Kelemba Inza, Kozo Chuji Dami Kelengo Mares. Dinza, Deshi Le Labukala. Tat Nenea, Chuji Dami. Chudas and Chuji Dami said, Tangaso the name of Demba Tuba, the Demba Matuba said, Takanda Tumba Nigi. Chuda, Chuji Dami is Ludu Zambale, Mando du Zambale, Tada, Maso Chuda, Chuji Dami is Ludu Zambale, Chigi, Shurutun to Tuba, the Matuba said, Chigi, Shig Mubukalea, Desi Japchora, Shig Mubuchikalea. That to that. Ani do deba sense ani oma pa ma mando du zambale kanda chuji dami zede tatuna tomba ni kan do jar da desi de o du jin do res ti insa ani ti chin ji tu da ma wa da ti me ji tu da ma yi che ba de chuji dami ani ribi riba yan ta bi go ne chuji dami ke len da male male ba ti to ne ani nga zo gi ti teaching you to the mawada, teaching you to the mawazede, what the nijila is.
Right, so the distinction between Hinayana tenet propounders and Mahayana tenet propounders lies in whether or not they assert the selflessness of phenomena. Right, so to explain in a simple way why the Hinayana tenet propounders do not accept the selflessness of phenomena. I consider the fact that the Vaibhashika school and the Sautrantika school assert the existence of external objects. So they accept the existence of objects, right, that are composed of minute particles, or what we call in modern terms molecules, right? So in other words, these external objects do exist, right, for the Vaibhashika or Great Exposition School and the Sautrantika or Sutra School, right? So for that reason, phenomena are not selfless, right? So they do not accept selflessness of phenomena, right? So this self or phenomena can be understood in terms of, you know, true existence, right, for these schools, right? And, you know, as we move up along the tenet systems, right, moving up to the, you know, the mine-only school and eventually the middle way school, right, we will see that what the selflessness of phenomena really mean, right, is emptiness. Right. So we should understand that the distinction, right, between those who propound Hinayana tenets and those who propound Mahayana tenets, right, is you know, whether, right, they assert the selflessness of phenomena, right, through having established it by way of correct reasoning.
Okay, this is just a review. Yeah, review, and then also now here we start talking about easiest things. Easiest. Usually here, first time somebody here come to first time, you know, it's really in this in Tibetan Buddhism we teach about tenet. Tenet, you know, tenet is kind of view, you know. First, how do you get in Buddhism? It's kind of view, how you get it. It's not like getting Buddhism cross eye and walking in the dark. No, if you just walk in the dark, you know, you're gonna lose and you're gonna fall down somewhere, you know. If you really want to learn Buddhism very seriously, then you have to know view of Buddhism. If I go this way, where gonna I get? You know what I mean, yeah? If I go this way, left side, where gonna I get there? You know, just like view, just like map. That's why here in Tibetan, actually Buddhism, based on kind of three categories that we see base. And path, and then result based on. That's what this tenet is really talking about. Is how do we get in those three categories? Yeah, base. If you really interested in Tibetan Buddhism or actually Buddhism, first you really have to check what is the view of Buddhism. Okay, what kind of method we get in there? This method is we talking about three categories: base, path, and reason. Base means we're talking about true truth. Usually, what we talk is reality and unreality. If we talk easy way, reality and unreality, base, reality and unreality. Yeah. Then other things we talk path. Path means we believe. Attain in Latin, yeah? So how do we get there? Path. Result. After you go on path, then result. What do you get? After attain in Latin, what will we obtain after we got in path, yeah? Yeah, this is kind of view you have to. Because it's not okay to walk in the dark, you know. If you walk in the dark, maybe you fall down there somewhere. You're going to lose. You're not going to see anything. Yeah? This is very important. This is, yeah. So that's why also here we talk a lot of kind of easy things. Lots of different terms in Buddhism. We talk about permanent, impermanent, or we are... Just like I'm impermanent, you are impermanent, table is impermanent, there's some other things that are permanent. Why they are talking about impermanent, easies, lots of different things? Why are talking about Buddhists? Because they really want to know the kind of emptiness or those analyze, you know, because we analyze, we talk about emptiness, you know, term of emptiness. Emptiness is actually relying on conventional truth. Emptiness and conventional is kind of conventional truth is a method to understand emptiness. Those lots of kind of different terms. Yeah, different terms in Buddhism. Those are kind of for analyze. If you say, because if we go deeper, just like, come the nambi rabe se de, yang asu ki ta cheta mawa ki, cheta mawa ki, come the nambi rabe se la du zamba le, namdang mambu le ya, ane mongba yina, ko dipa ji chagres, namdang mambu ji la mongba yina, ane ngasu chue tam ji, shiye ki ta kanda wisdom de, ngaransu ji la chetu maresim ta kanda, tini yan do du zamba le, cheta mawa ki dipa de la ya, ane, ngaso ya ji ja urda namdam ta kanda namdam ani ngaso gi chino gi khong mong bu chi gi do khong chep ji da khong chu ni da mong bu chi gi do ka sa namdam tma la ya ani mu mo ye den de gi chi da ani ngaso den shi wo de yin zo kanda ngaso gi ndi na lo la ya mong bu chi ye de zo zo ngaso che ba che da ba sin nga impermanent ina if I'm permanent how am I impermanent? How am I constantly change? You know, because we don't focus us change constantly. Do we focus? We don't focus, you know, because finally when you're getting old, then we look back. You look back and then you see those other kids. Then we know, oh, they are grow up. Now we change. That means remind us change constantly, that encourage us to practice, to Dharma. Encourage us to do something. If you don't do, then you're getting old. We cannot do. That's what encourage, you know. There's a kind of talking about those old things. Because we have to know this. Why are you talking about permanent? Why are you talking about impermanent? You know, you have to know reason. Why? How? What? Yeah, just like
this. Yeah. So in the Vaibhashika system, there is a detailed enumeration of the categories of phenomena. For example, they have a presentation of the 18 constituents, you know, the 12 constituents, and so on. All right, so if we are ignorant with respect to the various categories of phenomena that exist, then, you know, we are obscured, right? So we have obscurations, right, that prevent us from, you know, seeing, you know, the diverse, you know, kinds of phenomena that exist, right? So in order not to have obscurations, in order not to be ignorant, we have to learn about these various kinds of phenomena, right? We have to study the enumerations of phenomena, right? And for example, we need to study impermanence, right? We need to understand the fact that we are all in a state of constant flux, right? Sometimes we think of impermanence only in terms of old age. Right, you know, so as Rinpoche was saying, you know, you see, you know, little children, you know, who have grown up, and then you realize, oh, things have changed, you know, we have become old and so on. But the effect of impermanence is that, you know, we are constantly changing, right? We are constantly in a state of transformation. Right? So by being mindful of impermanence, then we are encouraged to engage in Dharma practice. Right? So there's a reason for recollecting impermanence and being mindful, you know, of our constant change.
Okay. Ta dene nama masu ngumpo. Ngumpo. Ngumpo la ya. Ngasu dabi ngumpo ma dabi ngumpo. Ta di nalo la ya. Here, kasa ngasu di shi ma di nalo things la shado. Things la du zamba la ya. Ta kanda inji ki nalo la ya. Ta term de things la du zamba la ya. Chilo ngumpo ji la ya ko di bi zonro uchi. Dene do yidwa. Tinzang as a begin now, no postlet the Samara Kanda, was Yobadochi. No song you in Madochi. Ra, no postlet the Zambala Kanda. Takanda did now, no postlet the Zambala. That Tenshi knew what the land, Chiramog, Tenshi knew what no postlet the Zambala. That sure can get Tenshi knew what is. That the name Chiram Hawley Zimbigi. Dodeva, send somebody to the Kangagi. Chitamji Tinshi knew what is a low mother. Low mudo. That Chitama Tinshi knew what is low da. The lad the carousel of the Zamale, Chitam, how are ye? Imazo permanent. Tabi mubo. Takanda Mazu in Namju, Tabas led, Matabas led, no. Carchu candy in by in a ye. Mubujila tene. Jogo bada. Ye mubujila matem and joe me bada. Till a loss ji, Mubula mate be loss tapa singiji. Conzuzu a meva ins, Cotunshi never raised, Lord Daganda. Tunshi never said, Ra Mubu chile co loss chisun carne, ani coja mebada, cotapa in a carim by an Mubula ten jogovaji. Tenedochi. Tension was and Dakanda Tendero Gilea, Oko Wizard. And Daganajin, Dangazo Mobu, the Tabi Mobu, Matabi Mobu was and she's one. That the Charles the Tuta Walamondo and Dikala Kosugi Laeda, Chetama Laeade, Tawando, the Korans and Duendo, the Charles Sail and Yabaina, and the Tuta Walamondo, oh, and the Niji Risha, something young, Madame Susu's Lazubaji Leon, Dakanda, Tobachi. That Chetama Laeade. मतलब ची हाँ माँ को भाई ना सेनालो तोबा लेग मरे रा अने को तोबा जिल्ले भाई ना गजी की तोबा ले भाई ना दिजी की अंगारा जो लॉजिक समझ लिया अने कला उड़ा जच्चर ताया दां सम तीन सौ बताया दां सोन ताया दिया ची लॉजिक रीजन यो बची वो दिने सम ताला को कहना मतलब कि नंदा माँ बचा को भा� Daga Najigi Nazogi Tiwalama, Da any Tabi Mubus loan to Zambalea, Taba Delaya, and Nanka, Susutango, Susdamingo was. Tangaransogi pen a Nankas Lobaina Nankas Lobaina, Nazo de Space Laura. Ta Space de Do Debegi Nazogi Mubu Yins Lomar, Tenshi Niba Yins Lomar. Ta Chetamogi Space Tenshi Niba Yins or. तो कुछ लायद देमा डो यो कार्य चीने दोषी निबर्स लड़ते संभाले पे ना गाना तो के नांका डोजी नांका की स्पेस दे नांका की तोंचा दे रा नांका की तोंचा दे अंगासोल पेंटो यो कार्य पेंटो यो रस लड़ते संभाले गाना तो की ची ये पास लाभा दां लूं जाया दां लाभा जाया दां अं दागा ना Tonsan de Mebaina, Nanka Dibaru, Tonsan de Mebaina, Namdu de Putumara. Teens de Putua in Bainza, Namdu la soba, Tendek, Tonsan, Nanka T. Nalu Putu Bainza, Nazolea, Tenshin de Bari Pento Resin. 다 치다 뭐 되지 되지 저거다 단 더 대비 되지 누가 말했을 거다 다든 알아서래 손 땅에다 간다 가르치는 더 대비 되지 누가 리스 치다 뭐 이디 스페이스 되지 누가 말했 가르친 라우레 된자 가서 손 땅에다 빼는 알아서게 다 알레 치다 뭐 더 대비서 말로 봐이네야 가서게 남주 알아서 처럼 손을에 간디도지 이 생리 반다고 있는 든데 도속이 간대진 대시 잡으. 드르다 마레스. 띵나 간다 가족이 제바체더라. 오 제바체는 가르칸로 고 손담바이나 고 제검슬로다 간다. 검자워다. 디간 손담바이나. 검지 차워다 간다. 검슬로도 좀발 인지민 조 검슬로도 좀발 셈디 지칸라 자나 손담마라. 검지 제바체는 오 든든데 리도 드드리 문도라야 조라 오 디기 제바체니 마라스 손타데 타칸다 위즈덤 increase for your wisdom 라 시럽 공페 타이 치드 칸다가즈 제검슨 오 딘데 지간라 치니 손타바레 제검슨데 제검슨 타칸다 케체슈리 타칸다 드 송오라
Right, so let us now look at our text in the English translation. We're on page 3, and we're near the bottom, where there is a fourth section called Way of Asserting Things. Now, in the Vaibhashika system, the definition of thing is that which is able to perform a function. Right, and in the system, there are two types of things, as is stated at the bottom of page 3, permanent things and impermanent things. Right, so in this school, all phenomena are able to perform their function. Right? This is something that is not accepted by, for example, the Sautrantikas. And the Chittamatrins, right? So the Sutra school and the mind-only school do not accept that all phenomena are able to perform their function. Right? But for this school, anything that exists is able to perform its function. Right? And when you look at this term, right, that has been translated into English as a thing. Right? In Tibetan, right, it actually has a different sense. Right, the Tibetan ngopo, right, actually has the connotation of something real, right? Something real. So when you see the term in Tibetan, right, you would think of something that is real, right? But the word thing in English, just basically makes you think of some kind of external or outer, object or thing. Right. So in any case, in this school, right. Anything that exists is a thing, right? And basically, they say that even something, that is permanent, right? Permanent, right, has to be posited by, depending on a thing, right? So they assert that there are two types of things, right? Permanent things and impermanent things, right? And in the higher systems. Right, when you look at the higher tenets, you will see that there is debate, right, regarding such classification, right, and when you are exposed to the tenets of the higher schools later on, you might generate some doubt, right, in your mind, right, and this is actually, an opportunity, right, for us to analyze things, using logic. Right, it is a way of expanding, our understanding, and making, our understanding more profound. Right, and right, you will see that there are many kinds of different assertions, right, regarding, the same points. Right, and in this system, right, they assert, various kinds of permanent things, such as space. Analytical cessations and non-analytical cessations. Now, just to take space as an example, right? For the Sautrantikas, right, the Sutra school, space is not a thing, And this is because space, you know, does not, you know, perform a function. It is not able to perform a function. However, in the Vaibhashika school, right, for the Great Exposition School, space, you know, is actually able to perform a function. Right. So space is basically this voidness, right? And they say that this voidness can offer benefit in various ways, right? For example, because there is space, we can, you know, come and go, right? You know, in the space, right? We can go to a certain place, you know, we can come to a certain location and so on, right? And also because there's space, you know, wind, right? Wind can move about, you know, in the space. Right, and also because there's space, you know, a plane, you know, can fly through space, right? So if there weren't any space, right, then how can a plane, you know, fly anywhere, right? So for them, you know, this voidness, you know, this space, you know, is actually able to perform a function, right? So they say that, you know, space, you know, is a thing. Right, and of course, in the Sautrantic school, right, such an explanation, right, is not accepted. Right, for them, space is not a thing; it is not able to perform a function. Right, so these, you know, contradictory positions then become a basis for contemplation. Right, so we can analyze, you know, why one school accepts, you know, space as a thing. But another school, right, you know, refutes that space is a thing, right? And also we can, you know, check, you know, our own assumptions, you know, about, you know, how an object exists. Right? We can also compare the explanations found here with scientific explanations, right? How do scientists explain, you know, these phenomena? Right, and these kinds of, you know, investigation then, you know, is what we call analytical meditation in Buddhism. Right, so meditation does not have to be, you know, a meditation that is based on concentration, right, in which you place your mind on a single object. Right, so you can have meditation in which the mind is actively analyzing things. Right, analyzing, you know, how, you know, phenomena exist and so on, right? So by engaging in analytical meditation, right, we are actually enhancing our wisdom, right? And, you know, between the two types of meditation, right, analytical meditation and placement meditation or concentration meditation, analytical meditation is actually the more important type of meditation that you should engage in.
Okay, then dan ni bad la ya nga zo gi dan de chao zo be ke jeng so su tang gu so su ta me ju go ba sa la do ro chi dang gi che da ma wa gi a ku su gi da du dan ro de che da ma wa gi chi dang gi pe je ni wo ba yin se yo de ma do gi che da ma cha ma yi 아니 kuzun duma cheche chiyo kanga, ani namga susu tango, susu tamem goba di nanglo dugre es. Ta nyoba zengi di kanglai peche, nyoba inba yo, ani di kanglai kangsa dame zengi. Kuzu di kanglai nembe. Ta nga zo susu nangka zede ta kuzu dneji laso. Ta nga zo susu tango ta susu tamem goba zede. Ta susu tango zede nga zo pe kichengu, susu tango. Sosu tangu di nga rancu ki ta nga rancu ki chiyo ki manji ki nanglo la ya sanji ki sunshaya ki denpa ji ra denpa ji ki nanglo la ya asa four noble truth nanglo la ya ani truth of cessations yang goden la ya jura goden di sosu tangu sosu tangu ra sosu tangu sila da ta di la ya sosu tangu singi di ta chidang yi chidang mawa ki sosu tango di yang ko tunshi nipa kenling do sosu tango di kar tunshi giris kar pen to giris lao ta kanda kar pen to giris la du tsambala ya nga zu ki dunin ya chi ki ngarang zu ki da nyumu Ducha, Kundu, Naja Duzulea, Kati Jangidi, Karsla Duzambalea, Ani Nazu Lam Lam, the Taganda, Nazu Lam, Lam Nashira, Lamna, the pair of sin, the pair of meditation, the Dusura, Tinza Taganda, T. Munidi Nibul, Taganda, the Nibu Kati Jangidi, and Muni, the Penangaransugi, Natalia, Meba Zuegi, Ra. Natsa meba zoyagi, tawshi. Ani tawshi zo gora. Da kanda tawlan tiongye da sur lodu zambale, ngazo memba ra. Memba jen nus duzo gipe, o natsa meba kande kande zo gu duzo na. Kuzo gipe, ngazo gi tawlan tiongba nanjingi. Da kanda lamde, oto nanjingi. Da kanda memba nanjingi. Memba da nus nanjingi. Ra, ngazo dhan nyumo gi kati jangai. Kadijan, Toshi, and Mibazong in the Jay. Da, Mandy. So, Tangu, Slodzamale, Menaje. Mandy, Natsuk, Natsa de Be. Super. Natsa de Mibazo, Naje. So, Tango singed, Natsula, one carpento, Slodzamalea, Natsuk, Jule, Dan Yumuduzu, So, Tango, Kumabazokin, Kores. Ra, Lam Duzui, Animarans of Tama, Dele, Muni. Kati jagi yoba yine, ngone meba zongi di, koris. Ra? Pena ngazo ki dachi laya, ma jago yoba yina, maami duzo ki, da laya kati jani, da meba zoya ki, tawshi tangir di, maami pa su, tu, jengi di kaisa, menda ra. Menda ki ko su. Maami duzo pa su, su, tu. Ta ngazo maami si isla wara, maami sengi ro di, meba zongi di, menda ra. What Nanjingi? So Tangos and Nasuk Jule, Numo Mabazo, so Tangor. Tinza, Takanda Nasuk Jan Gredi. Tinin a long ring but the Zoom, Naranz Julia, Dan Numo Dusungi, Mabazo Eri, Tumlando, Kande 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 Duz and Takanda, Jayagi Langa Nodi, so the Tikandera. Jayagi. The long Kandeji, Naranz Julia, Ta. Shebas and the Kandeji, Nasu Julia, Dan Yumuzu, Yumu Kundu, Najetsu, Sugi Kati Jagdu, and Mebazoki Surija. What does Zumazo Hako Madu? Dahama Govaina, Naransugi, Chi, Chu Karachi, Yuvaina, Karan Dugi, and Karan Yuma Kasijiko, Gomba Nalo, Roji, and Chu Nyingi, and Karina, Kolotuna Giani. Number each year, Johnny, to Suchi Hamagovina? Honey, Taz, and Shara Pinto no Chumazo. O Dinza, honey, that Dodo Dodi? Then there is, Ra, then you more Kati Jasagi, Karri, Kati Jacken, the Siri, Kati Jan, Meba Suzood, Dinza Meba Zogin, Susu Tango, Slavda, Susu Tangos, Tainza, Tangazo Susu Tango, Ganab and Dishin Dobaina. Chinangiyan tizi da mambundo jiri, chinangi sosu tangu, sosu slagdo, sosu slagdo zambalaya, nyumu sosu, sosu slagdo zambalaya, lam sosu gi, lam sosu gi, da pena ngaranzo, tonlang dogo jiri laba yina, ra, tonlang la pe mambu yor, gonlang dogo jiri laba yina, pe mambu yor, gonlang, otu nangin gi, Lam sosugi, sosugi, ani, ngokegi, panjaslo, takanda, lam sosugi, meba zojugi, panyagi, chude, ani, kalo, lam sosugi, panjugi, chude, lam sosugi, panjugi, chuse, namudu, lam sosugi, ngokegi, panjade, pambi, Chadilaya, Pankin de la Sustangos, Lord Taganda. Tinza Sustangos in the long tubji Tagura, is a long sosugi, Numulaya, Munichine, and a digi, long sosu dig tubji, tubi, and Sustango, Godin de la Sustangos. What in the laurius Taganda? Sustangos and how good Sustangos, let it somewhere, not so Numu Mabazong it, Taganda. Tenda dodo chibaina, masu jula ya ignorance mamu jura, tu meba zokindi. Dile kati jangidi, ani lams in the lam. Mato ngazu yi tagaz nyumu mi tsun, tagaz temba soba zamji, ngazu tagaz meba zotu mara. Tinsa langa dneji kalan dogu da takanda. Ngazu ngune tane nyumu meba zoya. Tint dewa, tint jibu mwedle, ngazu langa dneji kalan dogu da kanda. Tenda dodo jin, udres.
We have a division, right, of permanent things, right, into space, analogical cessations, and non-analogical cessations, right? So they do have this kind of assertion in which they say that, you know, these divisions, right, subsume all permanent things, right? So all the schools in the Vaibhashika system, right, have these assertions, right, except perhaps for one school, right, known as the Aparantakas. Right, so what is an analytical cessation? Now, we try, you know, to traverse, right, the various paths, right, in order to eliminate, you know, our afflictive emotions, right? Ignorance, you know, anger, attachment, right? You know, the three poisons and so on. And we have to go through, right, what are called the five paths, right? Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, and so on. Right? And we say that, you know, these paths serve as direct antidotes to our, you know, afflictive emotions, to the disturbing emotions, right? And we should understand, you know, that these paths, right, are like doctors, you know, or nurses, right, you know, who treat a sickness, right? So these paths are like a method, you know, to eliminate, you know, the enemies of our disturbing emotions. But, you know, when you look at, you know, the way in which, you know, doctors and nurses, you know, help treat a disease, right, you will know that, you know, by, you know, administering medicine, right, then, you know, that medicine, right, directly counteracts, you know, the sickness. Right, so this analytical cessation that we're discussing here, right, is likened, you know, to this medicine, right, that is used, you know, by the doctors and nurses to help treat the patients. Right, so the analytical cessations are, you know, what actually, right, destroys, you know, the ignorance, attachment, anger, and so on. Right, and to give another analogy, right, of you know, how analytical cessations work. Right, let's say you know, a certain army, right, is waging war, right, against, you know, another army, right? So you have soldiers, you know, who are fighting against their enemies, right? So they perhaps use guns, you know, to kill, you know, the enemies, right? So the guns, you know, are like, you know, analytical cessations, right? So even though we say, you know, the soldiers, you know, kill, you know, the other soldiers, right, it is the guns they use that actually kill, you know, their enemies, right? So the guns, you know, are like the analytical cessations, right? So when we train, you know, in a path, right, what we are doing here is, you know, we're cultivating an analytical cessation, you know, that will actually, you know, destroy, you know, our ignorance, you know, anger, and so on. Right, and it is important, you know, that we have a precise understanding of you know, what this process entails, right? What, you know, the enemies are, you know, what kinds, you know, of antidotes, you know, we need to apply, right? And what actually, you know, destroys, you know, the ignorance, afflictions, you know, that we want to get rid of. Right, so it is possible that, you know, you come to the, you know, Dharma Center, you know, and participate in the activities for a long time, for years, But if you do not, you know, develop some kind of understanding, right, regarding, you know, how one trains in a path, how one actually destroys the afflictions, right, then there is actually very little benefit, you know, from your, you know, coming to the center, attending classes and so on, right? So it is very important, right, for you to understand how, you know, to work on your disturbing emotions, how to apply the antidotes, how to cultivate anarchal cessations. Now, the term, you know, for anarchal cessations in Tibetan, right, is soso dango, right, and it has this connotation of, you know, a cessation, right, that acts, you know, individually, right. So, in other words, you know, there are many types of anarchal cessations, right, and they counteract, you know, the corresponding afflictions, right. So, for example, the path of seeing, right, is of many kinds, right, and they counteract, you know, their, you know, corresponding, you know, afflictions, right, and similarly, there are many types of path of meditation, right, and, you know, these, you know, have their individual functions counteracting, you know, the respective objects to be abandoned, right, so you should understand that by the term anarchal cessation, we're referring to, you know, an agent, right, that directly, you know, eliminates, you know, the objects that we want to abandon, right, is a kind of cessation, right, that directly, right, counteracts, you know, ignorance, anger, and so on, right. So, briefly, right, you should understand that an anarchal cessation is what eliminates ignorance on the path, right, and one cultivates, you know, a path, you know, by you know, generating these anarchal cessations, right. So one does not cultivate a path simply by, you know, sitting there and closing one's eyes, you know, and doing this you know, kind of a blank contemplation, right. To cultivate a path, right, one needs to you know, generate anarchal cessations, right, and those are what will eventually, right, lead us to the state of everlasting happiness.
Okay, you're confused, more confused. Learning, yeah, making, yeah, it's a little bit confusing, yeah. So slowly. Dene ta soso tame jin go bas lo do ta soso dango sing da kan da dende ji ji soso tame jin go bas ta soso dango sang ga so nyumo me ba zo ki me ndo de re zo ta soso tame jin go bas lo do de la ji dang ye ga so ye lam nga ta kan da ga so pet pet lam de kan da Tang as a pet, no, so lam, jolam's ledger. Tang as a jolam singing the da, as a stitch, Taganda jolam singing, digi cosa, cone dig on a lebaina. Tang as a qua nalo, michi, Kansa, gisuzulea, na qua nalo laya, Yanja qua nalo, chegi maris, and Taganda, michiwi, and it din toba, that din su. Also dinsu che la jura dinsu ta badla ya ani so ta men go bas yame na chidang gi nga zo gi korang gi namjun zu du zu nalo le pe che gi nalo le ya thani ja dan de ha mi chi wi chi jin de chi bas yan ja kwa nalo mi chi wa she gi res lo da nga da ta yan ja ani kwa nalo le ha mi chi wa de kar se lo du zam le jin yin Rani, Jia Chuchu in by Inaya, Jin Yin Matsangi, called Michioris. Ra Bena, Bena Bendo Jabaina, Bena Nando Jabaina, Ra Naran Le Bejabaina, Bena Napa Junla Jabaina, Napa Junla Jabaina, Napa Junla Jabaina, Jia Chuchu Ris, Ra Napa Junla Michio de Carasana, Jin Yin Matsangi Michioris, Caras. nga che tsa res. Nga che tsa de yang ja nga pa jun la ma che ma ra. Ta jiao shi ma do ji ma do ta ta che ma ra nga ta ta chen de la ya nga yang ja ko pa jun la che ma res. Chen de la nga kar tsa ko che tsa ra. Ta che shi ma la ha ko ma res. Ti yin za chen de la nga pa jun la che na che cho go re de yin chen yin ma tsa wang gi ko che ma res. Chen yin ma tsa kar tsa la du tsa ma la ani nga rang da pa ma Pama ni yi, ta ka ta ko kuta zamba la dene, kuni la dene chie ba yin za, ta pa yun la jie, nga jie ma zamba res. Ra, o dene yin za, nga jie cha ba yin za, ta nga pa yun da uji la, sen de la pa yun da uji la ya, mi jie wa de, ani nga rang la din ta ba res, din su ta ba re, yi jie yo res. Ra, o tu na jen hi. Ta pe na... Tapena nyumundoji pan sangi, Nasujulaya, Chi nyumundo pan sangi, Gansa ji, Ani Koran jule, Yanja nyumu, Michiawade, Ko dintabaris, Ko pansaras, Kesi nyumu chie goba inaya, Chiegi, Chien sangyo maris, Otundojile, Otsos damin gobas.
So next we will look at what non-analytical cessations are. Right, so by practicing in the paths, right, we'll be able to attain the second of the five paths, right, which is called the path of preparation, right, path of preparation. And when one attains the path of preparation, right, one will at some point attain a stage right, in which one will not be reborn in the lower realms, right? And this is basically because the conditions are incomplete for one to take such a rebirth. So for example, I can possibly, be reborn, as a cow, right? So, when the conditions are complete, right, then, it is possible that I take a rebirth, as a cow, right? But, as far as this life is concerned, right, I have already taken rebirth as a human being. Right, and I will not be reborn as a cow within this lifetime, right? So this, is a kind of non-analytical cessation, right? So there's a cessation, of a cow rebirth, right, due to the conditions for taking a cow rebirth, right, being incomplete, right? Even though I do, have the causes for taking rebirth as a cow, for example, in a future life. Right. But within this life, it is not going to happen, right? Because the conditions for being reborn as a cow in this life, right, are not present. Right? I have already taken rebirth as a human being, right? So when I was conceived, right, in my mother's womb, right, through the coming together, right, of the sperm and egg, from my parents, right, circumstances, right, were such that, I take a human rebirth, right, within this life, right? So this cow rebirth is not happening within this life, right? So that is a kind of non-analytical cessation, right? And another example is if someone has abandoned the afflictions, right? So if the afflictions have been, abandoned, right, then the afflictions, will not occur again, right? And, this cessation of the afflictions, right, due to, the absence of conditions, right, is also a kind of non-analytical cessation, right? So because the conditions are incomplete, right, the event will not happen, right? So this is called non-analytical cessation.
Example pēnā tsindhīgi dā kāndā māṅpālā kura dā sēshima kēshī shīk mārdā māṅpālā yā trāpa mījīyā yā yī sōsū tāmi jūngūpa tāu bārā yā yēsān dā kāndā pīchī dāṅ dhīnē rōjī rā kuāla mījīyā yī sōsū tāmi jūngūpa tāu bārā yā yēsān lā bā nāshī yī chūrāṅsū māṅpālā yā trāpa mījīyā yā yī sōsū tāmi jūngūpa tāu bārā yā yēsān anī chūrāṅsū pūmū dūsū māṅpālā yā anī mījīyā yī Sosu dhamin guba thoba rivesi nge kecha tibayi na chono zi len kar jiao yes. Nge chono zi adi randu ramdu da was.
Right, so to check if you have, gotten some idea of the meaning of this expression, non-anchor cessation, right, let me ask you a question. Okay, so among you, some are male, right, some are female, right? So for those who are male, Right. Do you have, some kind of non-anarchical cessations, right? In which, you will not, become a monk, right, in some future life, right? Okay? And for the females, right, have you attained, a kind of non-anarchical cessations, right, in which you will not become a nun, in some future rebirth.
Yeah, but Zoba, Rosan Chunyi, okay? Oh, he obtained non-analytical cessation of not become monk in the future because he already disrobed. Yeah. He cannot become. Yeah. He cannot just, No, fine. This good chance then. You want me 5 times, 3 times? Then it's easy, It's good. 5 times, 3. That's why he disrobed, disrobed. He obtained non-cessation of becoming la. Yeah? This non-cessation analytical, why call non-analytical? It's automatically come. It doesn't obtain by analyze. Just like we say, analytical cessation, we say obtained by analyze, obtained by creating wisdom, obtained by generating wisdom. To the cessation, cessation, analytical cessation. What does analytical cessation mean? Analytical cessation means which one eliminate ignorances within in our mind. That we call analytical cessation, yeah? When we eliminate our ignorance within our mind, we cannot eliminate without wisdom. We have to eliminate by wisdom, generating wisdom. Yeah, eliminate by analyze. Yeah. This is a kind of, this is wisdom, usually path of seeing, path of meditation. Those are part of wisdom, Yeah. Non-cessation, okay? This is non-analytical cessation, yeah? That's what we call, yeah? Yeah, this. Actually, here in part, you really make sure what does sosotango, analytical cessation. What does analytical cessation mean? This is sosotango. Yeah, sosotango. It's really important for you to know this sosotango. Sosotango. Yeah. Yeah, usually, actually, in we said before there three wisdom, yeah, three wisdom, hearing wisdom. That's why first we have to hear from other people, you know, hear. That's why we have to hear teaching. Of course, you have to hear teaching. It's not just hearing. After hear, you have to think. Even I talk here, even I teach here, you don't have to accept what I'm talking. You have to think. You have to analyze. Well, now we're talking cessation, you know. I teach you, I talk you about cessation. Now you have to think cessation. It's not just only term of cessation. What does cessation mean? You have to think. Tujunshiro, hearing wisdom, contemplation, wisdom of contemplation, and wisdom of meditation, yeah? Just like this. Even just like in normal in our life. Those all we can use in a, like me or like you, whatever. When we have problem, when we angry, you have to think those old things come from where? Angry doesn't immediately eliminate by wisdom, no. First you have to, if you really angry with something, first you analyze, is really your mistake or whose mistake? You have to check, you know, where's this angry come from? Is really, is angry something problem come from your side? You have to excuse yourself. You have to think yourself. You have to make commitment. I don't want to do this again and again. Kind of this way to analyze and then create kind of wisdom, you know. It's just like normal. It's common. It's correct, no correct, you know. Even like me, I really do. When I'm angry with something, okay. If I really didn't make any mistake, and nothing to excuse, you know. Just like neutral. If I really mistake from my angry, make angry with someone, maybe if I really make Simon, him, if I really make him angry, during the angry, I don't want to talk. Maybe we both burning, you know, burning with anger, you know. After 5 minutes, something, I really say sorry. Really. Because I made mistake, you know. Really. You have to say sorry, or you have to, oh, I don't want to angry again with him. Maybe it's my mistake. You have to. So we don't analyze. We have lots of something angry, whatever, just ignore, and then this come again and again. We have lots of problems. If you really know your problem, if other people are really angry with you, you don't have to criticize people who are angry or people who are jealous or just neutral. If you always criticize, talking about him, blah, 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 hurt yourself, you know? Just keep neutral. This kind of those old methods, you know, in your life, we're talking about kind of cessation, analyzation, wisdom. You have to check how to really generate wisdom. Wisdom is really by, generate wisdom is by analyze with reasonable, logical thinking. Yeah, that means wisdom, you know, generated by, just like you, what is problem you can visualize, you can analyze in your life, those all can use in your life, you know. This is kind of, then, this is kind of just like, we're talking about analytical, you know. If I always talk a kind of Dharma term, maybe you're confused and boring, so sometimes I share a little bit this. I don't want you boring, tired. Now here second we say impermanent things. Impermanent things are created phenomena, products, impermanent phenomena, yeah? Impermanent things, they are usually those all kind of, those things which things we can feel, we can touch, we can see. Those all are impermanent. Actually impermanent means constantly change. Constantly change. This is one, one of the most important in Buddhist view, permanent, you know. Even if we study Lamrim, you know, Lamrim start talking about life, then impermanent, yeah? Why? This sequence come in Lamrim, you know, in Lamrim or hand palm of liberation. We taught this class before. First, we're talking about human life. How precious human life is rare to find, you know, then you have to think human life is impermanent. We change constantly. That's why we have to do something. We have to practice Dharma. Dharma is only things you can take with you when we die. That's what we say, believe. Yeah. Yeah. It's impermanent. Encourage you. Usually you can think, okay? Meditation, you not here, okay? We say we want to do meditation class, yeah? You can know we're talking about impermanent. You can meditate impermanent since from your birth to until now. What did you good things you? What kind of good things you did? What kinds of bad things you did? Yeah? If you really did bad things, you renounce. If you really did good things, you proud of yourself. Yeah? So then you think, because life is go fair, or then you think, okay, in life, or impermanent, changing constantly, and then there is nothing. There's nothing beneficial things I did in my life. So now I have to do some beneficial things in my, just think in the, you know. If you want to meditate, you know, people like to do meditate. You can, this is kind of meditate you can do. Yeah. How people's life changing. This is all you can think. You know, somebody changing life. If you, not used to the kind of suffering, some people were changing their life by killing each other, you see, by violence. Those all you can think, bring together all this. Yeah, you can meditate on impermanent. Yeah, this. Okay, so now here we start conventional truth, ultimate truth. Conventional truth. this first school. Actually, there are four schools, okay? First school, conventional to the ultimate to these, they have different explanation at the school. Now, this area, we have lots of terms. We're talking about easy, permanent, impermanent, whatever. Everything include. Include in conventional truth and ultimate truth. Okay? Conventional truth, ultimate truth, before my first class, why we learn conventional, what is beneficial to learn conventional truth? What is disadvantage of not learning conventional truth? Yeah? That's why we say in a middle school, Shanti Deva, Padendadava, Shanti Deva said, color, Padendadava. Padendadava color, Rajanji.
Chandrakirti.
Oh, Chandrakirti, okay. Chandrakirti. Okay, Chandrakirti colors, Lodu Zambale, Nasu Deni, Nave, Chitangi, Demba Ni, Segde. Takanda ngazu langa dikan rare demba ni se de lamda demba ni kan le ra demba ni de tapena ngazu kozo demba slo du zama lam du su shi tanda demba se de tomba ni shi ra ta demba ni shi ba ina phen kar yor ma shi ba ina ni mi kar yor es kanyo ngama ngazu de ni ka la shi zar chanda ku di ge Deni namye kangi mishibe, deni namtu lobe lamye shoes. Demba ni namjad mashiba ina, chidang shi worda. General adi, demba ni namjad mashiba ina, ta inji nalo laba reality, the unreality. Pashu ngone kari imba da, ngone memba kari imba hamagobi ngatsula ya, di wangi namdo mambuchi. Di wangi danyeri chadan kundro tsama ngatsong yi ani reality da an reality yi namja cheba yabu mashibi wangi ngatsong la kundro ngaje tato mambuji di le ne ngatsong la kange mambuji di wangi tegu wari yis di te dea di ngatsong denyi nawe mashibi chingi ngatsong la kange di tegu wari yis ra ngatsong la besha mandang kange tegu mundu Jogu maja kange tigimundu, mazu kange karchegre, mazu machi ba karchegre, pesha mandan, mazu machi ba chagomara, mazula machi ba karresel of the Zambalea, nalu lea, mazu sang nalu leda, nyoda mabuji the ignorance, sang nalu leda, duchakundang, I just love that, so mambuji do. O tig mazu machi ba chowres, the machi ba cha the karchin yours lo du Zambalea. Deni name yabu machi bichi, machi ba dichagres and daganda. Oh, the gen deni name shiguda daganda. Kitchimburido. Deni name sheba ina. Sanjegi copantoya. Taba da tanchi chimbu copantoya de. Deni name shine. Sanjegi copantum in the name rode order. Yadusin yakosa, and sola, jola, tola, gonas, and mazu, enlightenment, mazu sanje, coban togus, love to zambale, kadu toale, dodo, jilanchu, chunoch. Ra? Mazu kissing nalondon, cha, chandoji, kadu koran, and mazu popa nalun, the sin, and tunchu, lanchu, chunoji. The maris. Deni nais and mazu jangudo. Sanje, coban tala, mazu, deni naishin. Mambuji jan den rogudo, dinza sanje kobantoya de sama, and deni nae shin sanje kobantabari. Dinza nazogia, chandekidi, oman juba nalolea. Kunzub deni shoya kabo jechuba. Nambi jebu deni, jo nambaye. Dund dani, gevi lungi shudaji, javi yende, jatsu paro chodun rosen. The Gazanga Mazu din Zinda Nalo, Mazu Mamu Dansa in Made. Odrida, what the need is that she be paying my she be nimizid, things that Dini Chishin or the Otenero de Chinon Deshi Jotar Mama.
Here, well, we're going to look at the two truths next, right? And it is very important for us to understand what the two truths are, right? Because it will bring about many benefits, right? We should also understand the drawbacks, right? If we fail to understand the classification of the two truths. So I have explained this topic of the two truths previously. And the main point is that, you know, if we do not understand, you know, the classification of the two truths, right, then we will not understand reality, right? We do not know how to differentiate between what exists in reality and what does not exist in reality. And this kind of ignorance, right, will lead to many kinds of superstitious thoughts, will lead to, you know, disturbing emotions such as anger, pride, you know, jealousy, and so on. Right? And in brief, you know, it will lead lead to many, many problems, right, if we do not understand the presentation of the two truths. Right? So if you look at, you know, the kinds of problems we experience now, right, they're not you know, like physical problems like, you know, poverty, you know, and hunger and so on, right? Rather, our main problem is the fact that we have ignorance in our mind, right? And this leads to, you know, various kinds of difficulties and problems, right? And because we do not know, you know, the presentation of the two truths, right? We don't have the means to attain liberation and enlightenment. So it is really important for us to understand the two truths if we are interested in attaining liberation from samsara and you know, full enlightenment of Buddhahood. Right. So we talk about having to traverse, right, the five paths, right, starting from the path of accumulation, path of preparation, going to the path of seeing, path of meditation, and then eventually achieving enlightenment, right? But, you know, this is not something, you know, that is so easy to attain. You know, it's not as though you can just reach out, you know, and then, you know, take it back with your hand, right? You know, it is not like, you know, just pouring tea into a cup and then instantly, you know, being able to, you know, drink the tea from the cup. Right, so the achievement of enlightenment, you know, does require, you know, special effort, right? And you know, it is important, you know, for us to, you know, to understand the two truths, right? Because this is really, you know, the means for us to attain enlightenment, right? And as Chandrakirti has said in his text, you know, supplement to the Middle Way, Madhyamakavatara, right, that, you know, this state of enlightenment, right, you know, it requires, you know, this, you know, various kinds of, you know, accumulations, right? And then, you know, it is likened, you know, to, you know, this destination, right, that this king of swans, right, you know, wants to reach. Right, so then, you know, because of wisdom, right, and then carried, you know, on the winds, you know, of merit, right, this swan, you know, with the two wings, you know, of merit and wisdom, is able to reach its destination of full enlightenment.
Is level confused? No, confused. Is level confused? No. Yeah, we say, yeah, conventional to the ultimate truth, yeah. If actually conventional to the ultimate, if you use like turn off in Tibetan, it's a little bit confused. Before we already explained that when we get in middle way school, we will explain, it's okay. So it's really appropriate used to turn off in English, that's like reality and unreality. Conventional truth and ultimate. Conventional truth means unreality. Ultimate truth means reality. You know? That's really is finally because reality means general, okay? Reality means something exists, really exists there according to your think. Just like emptiness is exists there according to think by meditative equipoise. You know why emptiness really exists there according to perceive or according to think meditative equipoise? Because meditative equipoise is only single-pointed mind. You know, only single-pointed. Meditative equipoise only focus on emptiness. As he focus on emptiness, emptiness is there, is reality. Okay, like us, okay, is table, like me, maybe. Is table is reality? No. Why? It doesn't exist there according to perceived by what do you say? Conventional mind, kind of like our mind, which mind is not meditative equipoise, you know, because it attached with something, agitated with something. When I see my table, I really don't see absolutely, purely, clearly, without attached other thinking, without conceptual mind. You know, even I see my conceptual mind come, and then that means when I see table, it's attached with something. I cannot see table purely by single-pointed mind. Yeah? That's why reality, unreality. Unreality means is something there according to your according to your mind perceive. This is reality. Unreality means something that is not exist according to perceive your mind. Unreality. Yeah? That's why we always think what you are thinking is right. You know? We explain to some people, you know, He is this, he is not good because he is doing something to me, he is yelling me, he is bullying me, he is putting me down, blah, 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 blah. Talk like this. You talk like 100% your way is right. Yeah? If I talk, okay, he is not good for me, he is complaining me, he is criticizing me, something, you know? Because why I talk these people? Maybe I talk, maybe Simon, okay, with you. I criticize Simon. Because why? Simon is not good me, he's bad. Because since I don't like him, I start to criticize him, you know? These people is kind of true, you know? If you don't, you always criticize people which you don't, people who don't like you. You know? These criticize, when you criticize people, talk about people, just like, assumedly, you think your way to talk is correct. It's not correct, you know. Maybe his side right, my side wrong. That's why we have to analyze. You have to think. You have to negotiate by analyze. If you really negotiate by analyze, you're not going to have kind of problem within your family. Where is disagree come from? Where? Come from where? It's come from unreality. Without analyzing. You know? That's what we have to analyze. This is, even we talk about emptiness, whatever, we have to use which things you can apply in your life. That's why I always talk, you know? We believe future, whatever, future. Actually, future is future, right now. Past is past. Nothing to worry about past. You just renounce to do something, you know? You have to apply in your life, you know? Now this life, we have lots of problems. There's, even you see, you know, apply in your life with things you can do. Even you talk about emptiness, oh, it's okay, but kind of those things really we have to, when you have kind of the problem, you have analyzed, then you can make your own reality, unreality, who's right, who's wrong. Make negotiate and try to calm down yourself. Yeah, this is way to practice, really practice, practice Dharma. Yeah, if yours are wrong, because you have to accept. If you made mistake, after you check, where is this problem, this argument come from, where, if you know really mistake by yourself, you have to accept it, you have to say sorry or something. This is the kind of way to practice Dharma. Yeah, if you don't accept you're mistaking, problem is always there. That means you're too much stubborn. Too much stubborn means this is in Tibet breeding too much pride. Come from pride. These all kind of source, you know. Stubborn, those are pride, jealousy, they have kind of sequence. That's why we're talking about root. Root cause of ignorance, you know. These are pride come from, is stubborn, you know. Stubborn come from pride. That's why sometimes I stubborn, this come from my pride. You know, too much pride, that's why. That's you have to accept yourself, your problem. What did you wrong? Other people. If you didn't do wrong, other people, it's okay. You don't have to worry, you know. You're nothing to excuse. Yeah. This is kind of way to negotiate between reality and unreality. That's what we talk. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. Yeah. That's why we have all problems that without understanding conventional truth and ultimate truth. Yeah. Too much. Time. Okay, I think the time is, yeah. Today we didn't teach, we just talk about a little bit general idea about conventional truth, okay? So here, each tenets first, there are four school, yeah? First school, second school, third school, fourth school. First school talk about true truth in easy way. Then second school go harder. Third school harder, then final school is the hardest, just like main goal, main target. We get. Final school is the main target that which one we want to get there, which one we want to learn. That's why here, first they give you idea. It's kind of, when you give them idea learn, you know, it's kind of from step by step. So this, next class then, we start true truth. The next class, let me go fast. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, Aja Angela Tuji Chena.
Oh, Ramesh Tushena.
Oh, Ani, don't touch him and you.
That's all, don't touch him and you.
And Tarisha and Romazo.
Ah, Kendang Yabo Chunso.
Quarter Jay did.
Yes, I should do
it. Oh, Kuzula something, Jashin wrote his margin. Jashin and Kuzu Timbasu, Chibado.
Less,